Professor Onwuahlu called on science journalists to be more professional and further develop their writing skills through research, as this would make the society pay attention to science news. According to Professor Onwuahlu, new research innovation developed by science agencies and establishments can only be well communicated to the people by science journalists.
It's only science and technology that can drive the economy of the nation. Science and technology doesn't take its rightful place. Like we are doing now, we are not going anywhere. We just continue to be a dumping ground, the area of technology, and we'll continue to be just users of technology, the users of what other people have produced. Most of us that are scientists, when we describe things, we're always up there. But your duty as journalists be able to now bridge that gap between what the scientist that is speaking up there and the rest of us.
The sub-Saharan editor of a science development organization, Mr. Ocheng Ogodo, during a presentation, called on science reporters to write their stories in a way that their editors will appreciate and use as headline. Mr. Ogodo pointed out that political stories are mostly heard in Africa, but there are political issues in science, such as science reporting on policy and advocacy relating to health, agriculture and environment.
But science is politics as well. You can make science sound like politics. So you can put politics inside. You're writing about human beings, and human beings always like things that relate to them.
The president of the African Federation of Science Journalists, Mr. Diran Onifade, advised media organizations to encourage specialization on science reporting by creating columns and programs for it. On his part, the organizer of the conference and president of the Nigerian Association of Science Journalists, Mr. Onche Ode, challenged his colleagues to always develop themselves because the future of science reporting depends on them. The science journalists who attended the conference were drawn from across the country. I am Tina Armstrong.